crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
By the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Here
goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, Jack White spins both ways at three speeds. Oh, and he has a new LP record that does some neat tricks too. 80s pop punk by Husker Du and the Del Fuegos, the smooth grooves of Ace and Steely Dan, the beer hall R&B of Joe Turner and Dr. John, all spun from vinyl records. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
The fire still burns.
Window and the steam of a tire.
want to be all because you want to be.
Glassnode Popsters Two Door Cinema Club and Do You Want It All. To begin, After the Fire, the band and the song. The song, written by Pete Townsend, gave Roger Daltrey a solo hit in 1985. The band, well, they hit it big in 1982 with their version of Falco's Der Kommissar. And in the wake of that, they put together an LP's worth of older, under-the-radar singles. Starlight was one of those. And Ole ELO was also such an album, collecting the early hits of the Electric Light Orchestra with a few new things as of 1975. In 72, the fledgling band, mostly with original members of The Move, created the blueprint for their sound, a band based around the musical idea of Strawberry Fields Forever meets I Am the Walrus. But don't tell the Gallagher Brothers.
Thank you.
Phil Collins' weirdest song with Genesis is also one of the catchiest, Keep It Dark, from 1982's Abacab. And ELO's first single, 10538 Overture, revived last year for the film American Hustle, on the Vinyl Experience. Jack White has been spinning records all week for Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien. His new LP, Lazaretto, could use an instruction manual. Jack has managed to cram every LP gimmick ever onto one disc. The new vinyl package features, you might want to take notes here, tracks at 33, 45, and 78 RPM, two concentric grooves that play different songs in parallel, a hidden track pressed onto the paper label, a hologram in the dead wax, one side that tracks from the outside in, and another that tracks from the inside out. Somewhere in there is actually good music. A guy this talented can get away with being that nutty. The title track of Jack White's new LP opus, Lazaretto, on the Vinyl Experience.
Pots and pans. When you wear old dresses, sun comes shining through.
Dr. John's Gumbo, Mac Rebinac in his early 70s Atlantic Records prime, and Big Joe Turner a decade earlier when R&B actually stood for rhythm and blues. Can we coin a new genre here? Hunk punk? These 80s pop punk bands have had their thunder stolen by two subsequent generations. Back in the 80s, they met the challenge of being MTV friendly, but with a musical edge. Boston's The Del Fuegos and St. Paul's Husker Du.
Yeah.
Bob Mould, Dan and Warren Zanes have all enjoyed afterlives, while their 80s band incarnations, the Del Fuegos and Husker Du, have grown to legendary status. Here now are a couple from, gasp, 40 years ago that still sound fresh and smooth. Paul Carrack's Ace and the indomitable Steely Dan. Vinyl Experience, the original never-ending touring band, Duke Ellington's famous orchestra. And that's the Vinyl Experience. Duke Ellington took advantage of his golden Columbia Records contract in the late 1950s, their superb hi-fi recording studio and facilities, and remade his band's original hits. That was Main Stem. Steely Dan are now older than the Ellington outfit was when its career was revived at the Newport Jazz Festival in the mid-1950s. As the summer festival season kicks off with Bonnaroo this weekend, consider that rock and roll and headlining artists there like Elton John have now been around for twice as long as the entire big band era. Danny and the Juniors were onto something after all. Find past Vinyl Experience shows in the archives at prn.fm, as iTunes downloads, on demand at rtds.ca. Social mediate, we've coined a new phrase, about the show on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.